Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I'd like to share with you how to be in charge of your cool. That is to say, how to ensure you don't lose your cool. When I talk about losing your cool, what I mean is that there are times you encounter people, you encounter organizations, you encounter a group of people, or you have experiences that want to make you say things you shouldn't say, do things you shouldn't do, because you have been provoked, you have been angered, you have been annoyed to the point where it appears unbearable. This is common when you go, for instance, to a bank, and the bank is withdrawing 10 naira, 20 naira, 5 naira from your account, and you go for explanation, and the guy at the counter or customer care is talking nonsense. He's saying things, he's obviously not saying the whole truth. And for you in your head, you feel like this girl is talking bullshit. Sorry for using that word, but you understand what I'm saying. It also happens when you go to places to buy things and you say, oh, God, I want a genuine one. Even if I have to pay extra 2,000 naira to get a genuine charger. And so you buy a charger for 3,500 naira instead of 1,500 or 1,000 naira. A lot of people will buy a charger. Only to realize that when you get home, you tested it there, but when you get home, you find that the charger is not working. That kind of thing can make you lose cool, your cool, as a matter of fact. There are also times people say bad things to you. They say things they shouldn't say to you. It can make you lose your cool. You start boiling. What I want to share with you is, what do you do to ensure you don't lose your cool? The point is that what's your natural feeling, what you feel like doing at that point is to lose your cool. However, that is just what you feel like doing. It does not mean it's the right thing to do. It does not mean it's what you're supposed to do. It does not mean that is what you are meant to do. The truth of life is that when you lose your cool, there are a lot of damage you do that you realize how painful or how unreasonable or irrational your decision or your choices are before losing your cool. When you have been angered, when you have been provoked, when you have been annoyed, when you have been irritated, you have to be very careful to ensure you don't say things, you don't do things that you will regret afterwards. That's why I want you to be in control of your cool. You have to be in control of your emotion. You have to be in control of your mind. When you say things when you are angry, when you say things when you have been provoked, you say things you don't like. For instance, you call somebody who is old enough to be your father idiot. Another thing that could happen is that you cut off a relationship. Another thing that could happen is that you walk out an opportunity out of anger. And that is why it's important that you please gain control of your emotion. What it means to be in control of your emotion is that even though you have been angered, you have been annoyed, you have been irritated, you have been disappointed, you still don't act just exactly the way you feel like acting. I'm not saying you start pretending. What I'm saying in essence is that you just ensure that your actions don't turn out to be irrational. You ensure that your words don't turn out to be unreasonable. You ensure that your words still does not lack, your words do not lack decorum. That is to say, you still give the people who are concerned the respect that is due to them, even while expressing your disappointment and expressing your anger. Let me tell you what I have found. There's a way you talk to someone who has disappointed you or annoyed you, the person will be so sorry. He or she will make it a point of duty in all your dealings and relationship with him never, ever to offend you. I'll give you an instance. You bought a charger for, just allow me to use the charger matter as an example. You paid the extra 2,000 naira to buy a charger you want because you want a genuine charger. And the guy gave you a fake one, promising you that it can last for as long as you even your third generation. When you get home, the charger is not working. Instead of coming back to tell the man, Oga, I paid you with my hard-earned money in this time in Nigeria, and this is what you did to me. You are an idiot. Oga, you're a cheat. This is something I'm saying about your people. You've always teaching people. You know, when you come up with that kind of thing, let me tell you what you do. You end up making the man angry, and he may not change that charger for you. Some people are so adamant that if you talk to them in that fashion, they won't change the charger. What you are suggesting doing is you are suggesting expressing your anger, making him angry and still losing your money. But if you have come up to the man and say, Oga, you gave me a charger, we tested it here, but it worked. Now, when I got to him, I plugged it for like 2 minutes, it stopped working. So what happened? He was telling me stories. I said, Oga, please, let me just ask you something. Did I not tell you I wanted a charger that can last? A charger that is good enough, even if it means paying more money to get the genuine charger? Oga, look at this thing. If you are the person that is treated this way, how will you feel? Now, what you are doing by this is that you are not just complaining. You are getting him to see how it doesn't make sense to give you a fake charger at the price of a genuine charger. Do you understand what I'm saying? This applies in almost every situation. I'm just using the charger as an example. When you have been angered, when you have been annoyed, what you do is not to rant. What you do is not to say angry words to the people. What to say is not to insult the people. In fact, I just remember something I read like weeks ago, or 2 or 3 weeks ago. An aide to our president's wife, Aisha Buhari. Somebody, I think, abused her on Facebook. I couldn't see. I just saw a snapshot of it on Sahara Reporters. Somebody insulted her. She said that I can't quote her verbatim. I'm just trying to say what she said. Here's what she said. She said, "This is my wall, and I write whatever thing I want about it. If you don't like it, go out." This is a part of it that I know that this woman has lost her temper. He said, "If you insult me, I will insult your father, your grandfather." I read this. I laughed. I said, "Jesus Christ, this woman has been vexed." And obviously, at that point, she lost her cool. She lost control of her emotion. That was why she said saying things like that. Let me tell you clearly. It's not easy to not to lose your cool. In fact, I've lost my cool before. I was trying to explain to this woman why she was ranting is not necessary. "Madam, let me explain what happened." She kept ranting. I said, "Wait, madam, are you stupid or something?" Now, I wouldn't say that again. Not because I'm now so powerful, but over time, when I say this, I realized that it wasn't a question I was asking. I realized I was actually insulting the woman. So I had to settle down to learn how not to say such silly things and how to carry myself with decorum, even when I've been provoked. What happened to the lady in question is this. She lost her temper. She started writing away. Here's what you do. It's not easy to come to that point where you don't lose your temper when you have been angered. You're being able to be in control of your emotion is something you have to do inside you. It's not something you do when you're under pressure. One of the things for me I have done is that I have convinced myself that even when you go out, you can see people who are dressed in suits, wear nice perfume, carry big phone, yet they are mad. What it means is that when the way they behave, the way they think, is a reflection of madness. Therefore, I do not expect you to be perfect. I just expect that anything can happen from anybody. Do you understand what I'm saying? Including a president saying that his wife belongs to the kitchen. Of course, if I were the person, I would just say, "Okay, well, there's nothing, it's your mouth, and I mean, you are not God, there's nothing you cannot say or do." What I'm saying in essence is this: you just have to convince yourself that you can get any kind of unfair treatment from anybody. You can have your money in bank, and the bank will be taking your money, 2 naira every day, until the 1,000 naira left in the bank is now 600 naira. It happens. So express to yourself that, okay, this is just the way things are. Of course, I'm not saying it's right, but just tell yourself, well, what can I do? Will I keep the money at home? You have to explain things to yourself that will make you endure such things. When people insult you, just explain to yourself that, well, you don't even tell. Maybe he lack home training. You have to have these things embedded in your mind. That is what will make you give them enough excuse so that you don't shout at them. I've had people, I reach agreements with them, carry me to this place. They say they thought they know the place. They go to the wrong place. They say I should pay extra money. They say, "If I don't pay extra money, we'll fight." I say, "Okay, what's the extra money?" He say, "Extra 200 naira. I give you 200 naira. Go with your problem. I don't open my mouth and start saying, "Idiot, I will not agree." You know, those kind of things. I say, I mean, it will even be embarrassing. Even you check it, you are passing. Maybe you have seen my picture on the web and you just see that this is Broji and the guy is really having it down with somebody. I mean, you won't even be disappointed. So I just check, put all of those things together and say, man, I have to be in charge of my emotion. And again, let me tell you something. There are times it's not easy. Recently, I had to go to a bank to complain about my ATM card. I was trapped. Get ATM card. The person giving the ATM card went for break for more than 45 minutes, and I had other things to do with my time. I went to complain to another woman. The woman said I was lying, that the guy has not been away for 45 minutes. I said, "What kind of nonsense is this?" I didn't tell her. I said in my head, just so that I won't tell her what kind of nonsense is this, I walked away. I went back. I used my phone. I wrote article while waiting for the woman that went for break. Even her colleague complained, "Oga, this is your break now, 1 hour." And another person said I was lying because she wanted to protect the interest of her colleague. The point I'm making is that I had to walk away, and while I walk away, so that I don't boil in anger, I said, since I have my phone and I have a Microsoft Word on my phone, let me write the article I was going to share on WhatsApp in the evening. I sat down, I wrote more than half of the article, and for me, I didn't feel anything. I wasn't angry with anybody. The guy came, I did my ATM card, went away. What I'm saying in essence is this: there are things that will make you want to lose your cool, lose your control of your emotion. You have to be in charge of your emotion so you don't say things you will regret, so you don't say things that will hurt the other person. And I'm saying one of the key things you have to do is this. You have to explain things to yourself that people are not perfect, so they can do anything. You have to explain things to yourself that these are organizations run by human beings, so they can be imperfect in their systems and things like that. You have to then convince yourself. Then you have a duty to, you have something to do. When the pressure comes so hard for you to even rant at your wife, say things to your husband, say things you shouldn't say, just excuse yourself, go to the next room and lock the door. Excuse yourself, take a walk. Excuse yourself, listen to music. Whatever thing you have to do, distract yourself until that feeling of anger dies down. Then you can talk calmly and talk sensibly.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Brojid.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.